Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hola, Miami!
Miami!
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hey, that was our pool.
You know, that's me in the water.
Sure is.
Oh, is it? I was doing swimming laps.
By your regular Mark Spitz. Look at you.
Well, that's a leg workout.
You know what you look like? You look like Bob Wiley when he falls into the water the first time.
Oh, boy.
And he ends up kicking like that on his back underneath the dock. Am I dying?
Does Zo appear to be having a good time in that video?
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah. What you would think from listening to this show, there's my grievance with you. You would think from listening to this show last week that Miami was a terrible host city for a Super Bowl. My grievance with you is that.
And the host two, committee, yes.
And two, yes. That all you did was bitch last week about there being no food and beverage for you at Radio Row, which is completely irrelevant to whether or not it's a good Super Bowl site.
Did we crush it? Did we crush our shows?
Of course.
That's not the issue.
That's not the issue.
The issue is you whining nonstop about being in Miami for a week.
And then
you get home.
The traffic was a bitch.
And then you go on to what traffic? What traffic? We had the best setup ever.
Oh, we had the best setup.
I took a car from Fort Lauderdale down to Miami Beach, and I got in a car once the entire week, didn't even need to. In fact, from that dinner, we took one of those golf carts halfway back until at some point in the ride, Zoe decided he'd had enough and jumped out. We walked the rest of the way back, but we didn't get in a car. It was phenomenal. The only thing I will grant you is the fact there wasn't any food given to the media during our time there at Radio Row.
That was my bitch.
And guess what? Bring food with you. That's what I did every day after the first day.
I know how you fix this.
But in addition to this, nobody cares.
Yeah.
People who are listening don't care that you don't have a cup of coffee in your hand.
Right.
Like, they don't care. So if someone were to ask you, like, how was Miami as a Super Bowl city?
Oh, I love Miami.
But everyone has done that. Hey, how was it down there? What was it like for a Super Bowl being in that city again and having it back in, you know, Miami Beach as opposed to somewhere up near Fort Lauderdale?
Like, yeah.
How was it? I don't think you're giving them an accurate representation based on there being no bags of chips and coffee.
Or water.
There was a
Body
bubbler.
Body needs water.
There was a bubbler.
There was a bubbler with cups, paper cups, if you could crush them.
But I saw
that was my biggest bitch. That was my bitch. And when we first got there, there's lack of knowledge where to go. Hey, we're here to pick up credentials. Like Atlanta, boom. Here's where you go. Pick up your credentials, boom. As soon as you get there, credential check-in. Straight ahead. You got arrows. Okay, we're moving this way. Credential.
I don't know.
I got to the convention center, and you told me I was going to have to go around. So I start to go around. Sir, where do I need to go for my credentials? I think it's back that way. So I stop as I walk the whole length and go back. And then the next guy goes, no, you have to get there and you have to go around. There's a little movie theater down there. You have to go all the way around that in the parking lot. I get all the way on the other side. And I went too far. And I no signs to where you pick up your credentials. So once I got to credentials,
again,
fine.
How much of
media
this,
bitch.
How much of this is
media,
a you is a you problem? Because I've only had to get my credentials a couple of times. Capello was always down there
before. Yeah,
would
always get it.
And he would get them for us when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl. So I think this is the second time maybe I physically had to go pick mine up.
First time I had to pick mine up.
Okay, I walked right there. Yeah. It was no problem.
We did it together. How'd you know where to go? They told us go to the 19th Street
entrance. They told us to follow the general public.
See, I got there where that barricade was, and the cops had no clue, and the people in the red shirts had no clue. This was on Monday morning.
19th Street entrance, that's what I got. That was the word I got.
Here's what
19th Street entrance. So we knew we had to go to the 19th. We had to go to 19th Street to get there.
And this is what this is.
So
what,
we went there, and then we walked right in the door, and there.
This is what bugged me about you.
Yeah.
Because it was bad enough you're complaining about the food the whole week. To which I said, why don't you walk over with me in the Walgreens, get Clif Bar, banana, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, if just or not eat for 4 whole hours, you know?
Or go to one of the 4,000 restaurants in all of South Beach.
One of the part of things I like about the Super Bowl is working the Super Bowl is the hospitality room.
You come back.
Love it.
Like the day you get back and you tweet this. Thanks to everyone for making Radio Row a great week. Rick Radzik, way ahead of this one, made it easy on us.
Sure.
Miami is great to visit. As a host committee, one of the worst logistically and hospitality-wise.
Yeah.
SB 54 should be there last.
Unless it's in Lauderdale.
What are you doing?
That's how you fix it.
What are you doing? I would go there again next year. I'd do the exact same thing again.
Ask Bert Breer. Ask Bert Breer if he thinks it should be in Lauderdale.
Based what does Bert Breer matter?
Ask Mark Capello if it should be based in Lauderdale.
What does Bert Breer matter?
He stayed at the media hotel.
Or Capello.
Because they worked it.
So what? That when people ask you, they're not people that work in the media. That's a really small segment of people. Like, people don't care. How was it as a Super Bowl host to the hundreds of thousands of fans that went there? Yeah, not just people who had
love
tickets.
Anybody would love to go if you're a fan.
The Chamber of Commerce and that, whatever, you know,
the signage was fantastic.
Said that they were expecting 1 million visitors to Miami for the weekend. That obviously includes a lot of people that have nothing to do with having game tickets and going to the game.
Right.
Because a lot of destination Super Bowl host cities, people will travel to knowing that they are not going to the game. In fact, I knew people that went down for the weekend that had no intention to go in the game. And just go because, hey, that's a cool weekend to go visit and get caught up in the football atmosphere and be in a warm weather climate for the weekend. So outside of your media credential, media hotel, media food hospitality issues.
Hotel location.
What are the issues with the Super Bowl itself being there?
We had the Joe Stone Crab. It was awesome.
Like, what are the issues outside of that, your media bitches?
I would say traffic would be an issue.
I didn't have an issue, but if you went down there as a fan to get the whole Super Bowl experience and be around other NFL fans and all that stuff, you didn't get that.
You didn't have NFL
because
experience?
Because it was like a tourist site. Great for other people, but there was probably a select group of people that wanted to go down there.
Now, that's a legitimate thing to talk about.
And the NFL experience was only open limited hours. It wasn't open all week and all that stuff. That's the one thing you could complain about you were that fan.
And that's an issue, Baker. Can't you say that about many other host cities? Minneapolis.
True.
But if you went to the mall, though, you got that feel.
Went to the mall, got what feel?
The feel of NFL fans being around.
Orange Julius?
The NFL experience wasn't there.
What's the feel of NFL fans? Other people walking around in hats with their team on it?
Shake Shack.
Is that the feel you want?
Sorry, Jim. Minnesota had the same issues that Miami did.
NFL
experience, Radio Row, not in the same place. The stadium's in the middle of nothing. Nothing at the stadium.
We were going to different cities.
It's the same as what Miami dealt with.
Houston was a
Phoenix.
Houston was a
same thing.
The
Phoenix all over the place.
Yep.
Spread out all over.
Except the convention center did serve as sort of a destination.
I think.
Okay, but in Miami, so you had the NFL experience at the convention center.
They didn't want people there.
Walk 20 minutes down South Beach, and then you see the setups for Fox and ESPN, and there was a wrestling tent out on the beach. And then, oh, by the way, you're on South Beach. I had no issues with it.
Look at Atlanta.
I love the area.
Year. Atlanta.
I'm not disagreeing. Our
Central Atlanta actually did a really nice job. Everything very centralized, places to be, places to stay, places to congregate with other football fans. Atlanta felt like the Super Bowl took over the entire town and you knew exactly where to go.
You're going to laugh.
Waffle House.
New Orleans
is number one.
Does the exact same thing because everything.
It's built for it.
Everything is centrally located. You can go to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. You can never touch, you know, get near a rental car because you just go from the airport to downtown, right in the French Quarter. Everything's there. Yep. Every hotel, every restaurant, and the game itself, all right there.
My number three favorite, Indy.
Indianapolis. Smaller town can do the same thing.
Now, you lucked out that week. It was 65-degree week. Like, the weather was weird during Super Bowl week in Indy. You could walk around without a jacket, and that was crazy. But and you walked everywhere.
I do know what Jim is saying. Because like in Houston, there was that big park outside of the NFL experience.
Yes, Houston, but all centrally located. You knew where to go.
But walking through that park, it's like, oh, it's a great experience. What, to see like all the T-Mobile setups and people trying to sell you stuff? That's all it really is. It's just more people trying to sell you more things. I'm not saying it's bad, and all the sponsors, you know, do other things in addition to it.
The NFL experience has a lot of that.
There's a lot of stuff to be sold to there, but in terms of just a destination, I mean, it's tough to beat.
Oh, no. You can't beat the destination.
So I would agree with this. As a Super Bowl host, it's not perfect because you can't, for the football stuff, if you're a fan of football, it doesn't really have everything in one place for you, and the experience as just a football fan is not as good as other places. As far as a destination to go, where there's a million other things that are great, I mean, how could you beat it? How could you beat everything that was going on down there? Weather, beaches, pools, restaurants. I mean, it's a vacation destination without the Super Bowl being there. So it's hard to be left sort of disappointed by going there. And so I think there's less emphasis on the game and more on the city. Like just being there and visiting that city.
See, the stadium.
The
stadium needs to be redone. I mean, they put lipstick on a pig. You were in that stadium.
I'll tell you about it coming up next. We'll get into it.
Friday night. We missed the Friday night debacle. That's another thing, too.
What?
The traffic?
The weather.
The downpour.
The parties Friday night?
It depends on where you were. Didn't rain where I was.
Torrential. Well,
that's what you get for going to a party.
You deserve it.
Maybe go back to your room, read a book.
You deserve it.
That's what I did.
And the Pro Football Hall of Fame voting that took place over the weekend. We want to get on to that topic as well this hour. We'll do all of it coming up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is this 9 to 5?
It's Tina Turner. Shoot the confetti.
Simply the best.
Yep.
Sound like so to put the wraps on that, on Miami, because even if you're not ever planning to go to a Super Bowl, hey, we all watch travel shows of places we'll never end up going.
Right.
I think Miami was pretty good. I think it was a pretty good spot to do it. And I think, yeah, there's traffic, but there's traffic everywhere.
Yeah.
There's traffic leaving this place going home today.
See, the big argument
traffic
was...
Traffic everywhere.
If you knew what
American
you knew going
problem.
Into it, if you knew the issues going into it, the minor issues that there were... You could completely make an adjustment and for next year have all that solved in two
yes,
seconds.
Yes, and if they were to announce today we're going back to Miami in tomorrow, we're going back there for next year's Super Bowl.
We book our same hotel.
Sweet. Let's do it again.
Yep.
That's a good week. That's a good place to do it. I really don't have any complaints, any real legitimate complaints about how they did in hosting the game. I also would say their stadium, despite being old and dated, once you get in there, I had no idea, man. That place is dated.
How long was it from South Beach to the game?
I didn't go from South Beach. I went from Lauderdale.
How long would it have been from South Beach to the game?
I don't know, because I don't know what the traffic conditions were that day.
Well, just guess.
45. I don't know.
Was it 10 miles?
I don't know. I think it's like 20 miles from South Beach.
It would probably take you the same amount of time from South Beach, because you're coming at it.
Yeah, it's like 20 miles from Lauderdale.
Regardless, the stadium's 15 miles.
Better than Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh, Phoenix is ridiculous. That was a nightmare. Houston and Phoenix should not have them.
The stadium itself is not an attraction, is what I would say about the game. But it's a price you pay for doing it in such a great climate and a place that you would want to go anyway, even if there wasn't a football game there. So if that's the price you pay, that you're playing an old I know they've renovated it.
You think
they put the roof over it.
You think it's bad up top?
But dude, underneath. It looks like alumni stadium at BC.
Yeah.
Like that's what it looks like when you're in the concourse. You're like, what the hell? This is it.
Cinder block bathrooms.
It's small.
Cinder block bathrooms.
Everything is
very
cinder
generic.
Block.
Everything
it's
is very generic.
The concourses are tight, but
I played my.
It's good enough.
Played my last year there, so it's the same stadium. Then it became Pro Player Stadium, and then it was Joe Robbie Stadium, and then Hard Rock pumped a ton of money into it. And when you pull up to it from the outside, it looks awesome. It looks like a nightclub.
There's no bad seat in the place.
Yeah, see, you could see it on our thing. There's only two levels. They eliminated their middle levels, what they did. And they took the bottom level and really flattened it out. So there's a lot of seats down in that first level, but it goes flat back. And then it gives the nice second deck a nice view. But from the outside, it's gorgeous. Hard Rock pumped a ton of money into this thing.
That's a great regular season trip to see a Patriots game there,
Absolutely.
Not just the stadium, the whole thing. You're going for a weekend?
Yeah. Because, see, you'd stay at the beach and you'd drive to the game. Exactly.
Yeah, the second level there used to be like recessed club seating that they got rid of. It's all luxury boxes now.
Yeah.
But they only had two major levels anyway, and they even cut out the corners of the stadium to have the jumbotrons. It's fine. There's no bad seat in the entire place.
Right.
Everything feels close to the field there.
Hello.
Sorry. Jim, can you play the beginning of the Tina Turner again just for comparison purposes, please? So everyone doesn't think I'm crazy. I'm telling you.
You're crazy.
It's
simply the best.
Okay, that's enough.
Working on that, not in the kitchen.
It's the same song.
Yeah. A little faster.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen.
Pour myself a cup of ambition and run.
This is a mashup the world didn't need. So you can stop that now. Thank you.
See, the problem is down there, you got two different cities fighting for it, fighting for the game. So I talked to Mark Briggs, who's head of security down there, used to run all our security. He said Miami-Dade pumped most of the money with the Hard Rock into the stadium to fix the stadium with the thought and the promise that if the Super Bowl comes here, Miami hosts it.
Which means Fort Lauderdale can get back into the mix here by putting together their own
package
for the next go-round.
Yes.
And they could have it all centrally located in Lauderdale.
There you go.
If they want to.
That's how I'd fix it.
If they want to,
yeah,
they can do it. There's a roadmap to that.
Mm-hmm.
Put your bid back together the way you did the previous times you hosted. So it was fine. It was good. Actually, I think it was better than fine.
I thought we crushed it.
I think they will absolutely be going back there again in the near future.
Not too near future, right? Because
Terms of the ones they will soon award.
The cool thing about the last two is that, you know, seeing Minnesota's new stadium and the way that thing was
How
built,
about Atlanta?
And the conditions.
Atlanta was way better than Minnesota.
Oh, my God.
That Atlanta stadium is amazing.
You guys didn't get a chance to see Jerry World. So we're down there. Our broadcast booth is about as big as this studio. Has a sectional. A kitchen.
Again, right to the broadcast booth.
But I mean, that's how you build. This is how. But that's all brand new stadiums. It's all brand new stadiums.
Yeah.
They just put lipstick on that pig and said, come on down. And they will. You know, wait till they rebuild the Superdome. That thing's going to be rebuilt one day. That thing's been here forever.
How long before Vegas gets the Super Bowl?
They said 2025, right? I think 2025 is.
That's the next one open. The next four are already taken. And people assume that Vegas is going to get the one after that.
2025.
I'm just going to go.
Tampa, LA, Phoenix, New Orleans are the next four.
I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say.
Are we going back to Phoenix?
You know, I hope we're there. I hope the Patriots are in.
Back-to-back years are going to be New Orleans, Vegas, by the way.
Vegas is going to be, as much as people are going to be looking forward to, it's not going to be a disaster, but it's going to be.
Disaster. It's going to be the best one ever.
It's going to be insanity. Like absolute mayhem insanity.
New Orleans, Vegas, back-to-back years. Player arrests are going to go through the roof.
You guys will be on the air at 7 a.m. local, right?
Can't wait, man. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Got the rest of the day.
How many years from now is that? It's going to be 5 full years or 6 years from now.
Rich going to go do that 4 a.m. shift?
It's going to be 6 years from now. Zoe's going to be retired by then.
No, Zoe's right. 2025.
2025.
Five years.
I'll be worried.
He'll be retired. He's going to be living in West Palm. He already told us he's going to West Palm.
It'll be West Palm.
They're pushing for the next one, too. They want another one.
Who?
Miami. The mayor was on while we were down there.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. But they're not going to get it before Vegas does.
No, God, no. Now you're building that thing. See that stadium?
Vegas is the next one, and then Miami will be in the mix again.
Yeah, I want to go to Vegas and go to Pawn Stars.
The Saturday before the Super Bowl, the mayor was saying, like, hey, I just found out we're having the Super Bowl here tomorrow. We got to get another one. I'll know about it next time.
Uh-huh.
That's the one thing I will agree with you. it did not take over the town. By no means.
You could.
There was a lot of stuff there, Super Bowl related, but it wasn't like being in other cities where it's like, this is what we're doing this week.
Okay,
like,
to your point.
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl.
You could do about an 8-block radius around our hotel. We're right up against the convention center, and you could not know that the Super Bowl was going on if you didn't go towards the convention center.
I'm okay with that.
I know. I loved it. Like, you're not on every street corner where they're hawking shirts. Like, I kept asking, where'd you get that shirt? And Beatles, like, oh, you got to walk all the way down the other end of the convention. I'm like, damn it. Like, every other Super Bowl city you're in, they're in every hotel. They're on every street corner talking about Super Bowl merch.
Yeah.
You didn't see it in South Beach.
So what?
Anywhere.
Who cares?
It was great.
You want merch.
No, I like that.
Mm. No, they just had a lot of those stores where you can buy T-shirts that say Miami Beach Lifeguard on them. There's a lot of those.
Yes. Red ones with the big cross on it.
Were there any of those shops there?
Yeah, only 40 of them within like a 5-block radius.
It's like Dunkin' around here. Oh, my God.
The Hall of Fame discussion. We'll briefly touch on that. Who do you think should have not been in and Richard Seymour should have been in instead?
Hutchinson.
I disagree with that. I go with the Edge, Edgar and James.
See, when I looked at those names, that's the first guy I thought should have been in.
We'll explain coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Forgot to talk about her. Doing a halftime show
Hardy
thing yesterday.
We were trying to formulate a plan to bring this show to the draft.
Gaga.
Zoe's over here not paying attention to
it. I heard it. Once I heard the
You're
price.
You're not going, are you?
Not at that price. Unless they pay.
That would be just the way it goes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Hardy and I.
Convince our bosses we're going to do the show from Vegas for the NFL draft and then have it kiboshed because you won't pay for your own airfare.
So what if I bring a big bag of mini Fritos, individual packages?
What would I do with those?
A case of bottled water.
If you set the water up, all you do is it's a bottle of water. It's all I ask for. And chip
one of those backpacks that has the water in it. You can just put the straw out and just sip on it.
Yeah,
great time of year to go there. Mm. Late April. Great weather.
What question?
Yeah.
Do we have to talk about the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to cover.
But you know what I do at draft time? Jim knows better than anybody. I sit there and rip the draft.
Okay.
All right. Previous drafts is what I like to rip around draft time.
And look for the most ridiculous commentary about a player and then take it and play the audio and rip the audio.
That's some of my favorite stuff to do around the draft.
Right. Yeah.
Listen to this nonsense.
High-waisted.
We'll go back and revisit the Nikhil Harry talk.
He's got good hips. Oh, this...
High-hipped.
This year I'm thinking we go back and we find the commentary.
We're going to do target words.
The players who have turned out to suck. And hear them just say about how great they were. And, oh, look at his time and the three cone drill. And, oh, his speed and agility and blah, blah, blah.
I remember when they
drafted.
Can
he play football?
I remember when they drafted Harry. One of them, whether it was ESPN or NFL Network, says, a bit of a reach here. You know, when they started to run the highlights from Arizona State.
Oh, they were onto something there.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They weren't wrong.
Well, I mean, one of the sets thought DK Metcalf was a top 10 pick. You know, and he ends up falling. So, I mean, I think receivers fell a hell of a lot further than what they anticipated.
You say Steve Hutchinson should not be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm wrong.
Oh, wait.
All right.
Boy, am I wrong.
Well, go to that. The next thing on the show.
There goes that. There goes that segment.
Jesus Christ.
You've been saying for 3 days, Steve Hutchinson, you know, Seymour should get in over Hutchinson. What? I was going to say, I respectfully disagree on that, given his resume, given, you know, if you just want to look at the basics and say, Steve Hutchinson, guard, you know.
What? Yes.
Well, okay, look at the all-pro selections. Look at the Pro Bowl selections.
Seven.
Look at then this. The guys who ran behind him, the guys that he helped clear the way for,
yeah,
I think is a big part of that.
Sweet Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander was a guy who benefited greatly from Steve Hutchinson being on the line in front of him, blocking the way.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson got the start to his career. And I'm not saying Adrian Peterson, you know, is... No, someone that, that wasn't special as a player, because he is.
Game started, games missed. I'm wrong on this one. I'm completely
put a special
wrong.
Player behind a great offensive line, and you really get something. You know what you get? You get Adrian Peterson in his most productive years. That's what you do. And so I look at Hutchinson as the guy who was the easiest one to put in out of the guys who did get in. I look at that and say, well, that's a no-brainer. I think Polamalu's close to that category, but... There's part of me as a Patriots fan that looks at Polamalu and say,
nut job.
That guy was overrated.
Yeah.
Playmaker. He was overrated.
He was a playmaker. Now.
And by the way, that doesn't mean he's not good, because he was really good. And I'm not saying he's not worthy of the Hall of Fame. He is. But he should not be as highly regarded as he is.
I remember my first day with the New York Jets. I'm down there and I go in the weight room. They're showing you around, getting the weight room. And that's right before Belichick sat me down on a bench, and we went over the entire Patriots roster for about 2 hours. And there's this huge man running on a treadmill. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that guy's huge. He gets off. Hey, how you doing? I'm Steve Atwater. He's bigger than me. Okay. 6'5" freaking safety.
This is one
6'5", 260.
We talked about maybe 2 years ago. Oh. We spent a day in training camp talking about corners and
muscles in his neck.
What's it take to get in the Hall of Fame? Probably around the times Ty Law.
Yeah. We did. No, we did.
No, Ty Law went in last summer, right?
He went in last summer. So about a year ago, we started to look at it because Ty's name was being honored.
And I told you then I couldn't believe Steve Atwater wasn't in the Hall of Fame. And you know him. I've always thought, I'm like, Steve Atwater is a guy who belongs in the Hall of Fame. How has he not gotten in?
Remember the Nigerian Nightmare?
I'm glad he got in. Do you remember? Because I think he deserves to be in.
You remember the Nigerian Nightmare? We used to watch one of these plays where Steve Atwater hit Christian Okoye in a hole.
That play.
Okoye ran guys over because he's like 260 and just his legs were huge. Atwater hit him one time and just like shoulder chipped him, and it stunned him. Like he hit a freaking brick wall and he just went backwards. I never seen anybody get hit so hard. But Atwater should definitely
be. I mean, that's a famous hit.
Yeah.
The Okoye hit.
Ouch. Yeah.
So, I think
Seymour with the 3 championships, the way you look at Richard, you know, 3 All-Pros, 3-time All-Pro, Pro Bowler, 7 times. The guy is the cornerstone to the way that defense was played. Borges was right. He could play 3-4. He could play 4-3. He played the end in the 4-3. He did anything you asked him to do. And I remember Belichick specifically being up there at that podium, and someone said, "Well, Bill, do you have a... you have a real problem with Richard Seymour not having any tackles or sacks in the game today?" Bill goes, did you watch the game? Yeah, I know it doesn't translate to your stat sheet there. All right, but that was Richard Seymour's best game as a Patriot. That's the way the guy played. Like, he did what you told him to do. 2-gap player, 1-gap player. He could get the quarterback. He could, you know, he could defend the back in the flat. That's how quick he was. Seymour should have been in. The problem is, who's out? And you see Edge's name. And the way he kind of transformed the running back position, you know, being Peyton's little hitch guy out of the backfield, where he would just run option routes all day. That's how he became famous. And then he went on, played well, and helped the team out in Arizona late in his career. But only 1-time All-Pro. See, the All-Pro is the big thing. See, people say 7-time, 10-time Pro Bowler. I don't care if you're a Pro Bowler. How many times are you All-Pro? All-Pro is the best. That's the stuff that means something. So you got Hutch sitting there with 5, Edge with 1. Yeah, maybe Edge is the guy that shouldn't get in over Seymour. One guy from the Patriot dynasty years of Ty Law being the only guy that's gotten in.
You an Isaac Bruce guy?
I am, and I am. And I sometimes I'm in, sometimes I'm out. Because he's such just a downfield guy, you know, like a three-route runner.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Super productive.
Catches touchdowns.
I mean, he's way up there. It wasn't like he was there's people who, you know, he did play a long time and stayed on the field, but he wasn't a product of that. His statistics, I don't think, are a product of that.
Hey, Andre Reed ran three routes. James Lofton ran three routes. There's nothing wrong with running three routes.
Isaac Bruce had more catches in the NFL than Randy Moss. And he trails him in yards by less than 100 yards. Randy Moss is fourth all-time in receiving yards, 15,292. Isaac Bruce, 15,202.
Whoa, excuse me. Hold on, sorry.
That's you. I hear Zoe's voice on Hardy's phone.
Sorry, that was almost...
Yeah, you don't want to play that.
That was almost really bad. I saw an email from Tom on my phone. I'm like, what is this? It was Jenny McCarthy from last week. I'd asked him for it.
Oh.
I forgot what it was.
Can you send that to me?
Send it to me.
That would have been bad. She swore twice.
Bruce, I'm okay. I'm good with that. Isaac Bruce, Hall of Famer. We had talked about him going back a couple years, too, and this was not his first time.
Torrey Holt should have made it over Isaac Bruce, right? Do you agree with that?
No, not necessarily. Why do you say that?
I just thought he was more impactful than Isaac Bruce. I know they didn't play at the exact same times Bruce played before him, but like they were on the same team.
Holt was more explosive.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I would always be worried about him more than Bruce.
Who was the other one they got at the end, the really fast one? Who played the slot?
Oz Hakeem.
So they had Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, Oz Hakeem, and Marshall Faulk.
And Ricky Prohl.
Ricky Prohl, you want weapons.
But I do think, has Torrey Holt been on the ballot yet?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. I always put those two in the same category because they were on the same team.
Torrey Holt hasn't played in a long time. So I would think Torrey Holt is going to get...
Yeah, his last cup of coffee was here, right?
Yeah, for a minute.
How long was he here?
The training camp? I don't even think he played a game.
I don't know that he made the
Reggie Wayne's here. He wasn't having fun.
You'd think he'd get more consideration. But either way, Edgar and James, sorry, running backs. He was a compliment to their team. He wasn't the reason why they were winning games. He had an all-pro nod once, I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, man.
Was he ever the best running back in the NFL where you said, oh, no, hands down, this guy's the best running back in the league?
No.
And I guess that's probably true of Isaac Bruce. Did we at any point say, this guy's the best receiver in the game now? No, we never did that with him either. So that's not totally fair to put that on Edgar and James. But just the eye test.
From a Patriots fan perspective, too, he never killed you, and then all of a sudden Joseph Addai started killing you.
Yes! But, like, I don't know. I just look at Edgar and James. Yeah, he was a good back. He was really good. He's still a running back. So maybe it's a thing against running backs, too. Whew. To be a great running back, like, really be impressive, you got to be a next level. Like Adrian Peterson. Someone like that,
man,
for me.
I remember 1999 standing on the sidelines with the Dolphins, and he was early days with the Colts. And he caught this pass in the flat right in front of us. And he planted. His foot got 1 inch from the white. And then he cut back. And the guy was there. And he jumped over and came back and cut. He's hanging out over top the white, balanced, looking down on it, pushed off, and went back inside and cut for about 40. I look at Marino. I'm like, Jesus H. I never seen anything like that. It's like one of those Barry Sanders moments. I was there. I was 7 yards from Harlan Barnett getting his ankles broken. Like, you don't forget that stuff. Like, and there's people that remember those special plays like that, and I think that helps influence the way people vote. And,
yeah.
You know, if you're flashy.
If you've got those handful of snapshot plays in your mind, I mean, that's how I would vote.
Yeah, six guys missing on one play.
I expect more of the guys who are, you know, tasked with voting for this, because that's how I would determine it. Oh, I remember that one play. He's in. Yeah.
Today's takeaways are coming your way right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today, or just give them a call or go online to awaken180weightloss.com.
Takeaways! How we doing back there, Jim? T-Bone?
Jim, we have any good today? You do anything today?
We can do as planned, or we can call an audible. I don't know.
What's this plan?
What do you mean, an audible? Bill's in the car.
Yeah, have fun
Bill.
Throwing checkdowns.
Bill.
And so you've been over center. You know, does Jimmy have enough guts, or does he have enough in between the ears to not listen to Shanahan and call an audible at the line? I'm like, I keep hearing
an audible.
Shanahan.
I mean, you can only call audible, so many audibles if it's built in.
Okay.
Struggling.
Abadol.
Abadol.
Some words are tough.
Good call today.
I didn't think audible was a tough one, but it was tough.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there watching.
No, he's over center.
I'm watching Felger Maz yesterday. I always watch Felger Maz. Derek in Foxborough. Yeah, just calling about Jimmy G. Where were any calls yesterday?
I don't know. Wasn't available.
Let's go to Derek in Foxborough.
Yes.
Love it. Loving Derek Holmes.
Do we want to replay while we find out how the whole Tennessee school rumor started with the Bradys?
Yeah, might as well.
This is Blair Durham.
Blair Durham.
Nashville Sports Radio caller.
Hey, now.
Got a great story. So my son goes to NBA, and the Tom Brady rumors that happened that he and Giselle were touring NBA.
Right.
How that happened, a sophomore kid goes down to their admissions director and asks his assistant if he can meet with him. She says he's currently meeting with a Hall of Famer. And he Steve Hutchinson's son, Luke, is touring NBA, was in the office. And Steve Hutchinson's wife, Landon, is a very pretty blonde that this 10th grader mistake for Giselle, and it snowballed from there.
I will say this, that if that is true, Steve Hutchinson was not a Hall of Famer as of last week. He was a Hall of Famer as of Saturday.
And those guys honestly don't know because Baselli was staying at our hotel.
Why would a current student need to go talk to the director of admissions? Once you get admitted to college, do you go talk to admissions? No, you might go to the dean, but you don't go to the director of admissions. You're already in.
Right.
What, are you trying to get a friend in?
Yeah.
What is that?
And if we're being really fair, Landon Hutchinson, very attractive woman.
Beautiful woman.
Doesn't look anything like Giselle.
No, she doesn't. One more, Jim.
One more. Beetle had a hot take today. It sounded like somebody else's hot take yesterday.
Oh.
If the 49ers decide to cut him, they would have $4 million in dead money.
The 49ers can cut Garoppolo and his huge contract just 2 years in and leave only $4.2 million in dead money on their cap.
The difference between those two guys is at the end of the Super Bowl last year, Tom Brady threw a perfect pass to Rob Gronkowski to seal the win, seal the deal, get out of there and win the day.
That if I'd had him last night, I believe they would have won the game with Tom Brady. He's just been there and done all that.
For the umpteenth time in his career. So if Brady really does want to go home and put on the same jersey that his idol wore.
And he posted a great picture when Candlestick Park closed. He was at the Dwight Clark, Montana to Clark catch game.
And go home to mommy and daddy and all of his friends.
Where his parents live in San Mateo.
We should not count them out of the Tom Brady space.
I would cut him, and I would sign Tom Brady for 2 more years.
Is that Skip? Skip and I agree with each other? Oh, now I know I got to go home and reassess.
What's Skip make? $8 million a year?
I can do Skip's job.
Yeah, you can do that.
That was Skip from yesterday?
You can do that. Felger can do Greenberg's job.
We'll take over the whole network.
Take over.
Let's go.
Let's go national.
I spew them hot takes all day for that kind
of guy. Let's go, Schmatz. Get on the phones.
Wow. All right. We're back at 10 tomorrow. See ya.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right, hi everybody. It's Felger and Mads, presented by DraftKings, here on a Tuesday. Got a lot to get to today. We do have follow-up thoughts on Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, and the Super Bowl. But I thought we'd get to a bunch of stuff we haven't really been able to dive into in the last couple of days, and that is, let's just call it trade season, Mads. Trade season.
By all means.
We've got the NBA trade deadline on Thursday. We have this pending Mookie Betts / David Price trade on the table right here. And I'll even allow a little Bruins trade chatter, if you like. They've been involved in several trade rumors in advance of their trade deadline, which isn't for another 3 weeks. A good job by the NHL push.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.